Every mind that we have, every moment of mind, has a primary mind, a primary consciousness, and then various mental factors that are parts of that primary mind. Every single mind has five parts, what we call the five all-accompanying mental factors. So another all-accompanying mental factor, another mental factor that's always there in every single moment of awareness, is intention. Intention. Now, this is also important because it is the mental factor, Geshe says, the principal function of intention is to create karma. We create karma through our mental factor intention, and we experience the effects of karma through the mental factor feeling. These two mental, we have them all the time. There's not a moment of mind when we don't have these. And yet, probably we don't even know we've got them. Probably don't know what they look like, what they feel like. We don't understand how critical they are, what functions they perform, how they are carving out our very existence for us. So I encourage all of you, please learn about your own mind. If you have an opportunity to study Venerable Geshe Kharsang Gyatso's book, How to Understand a Mind, study it. And don't just study it as like some abstract course on the mind. Study it as a description of how your mind works. Use that book to watch and understand your own mind, to gain control over your mind. The title, How to Understand the Mind, means how to control the mind. If we understand our mind, we can control it. So we have this mental factor, intention. Intention is that mental factor that puts the imprint on our mental consciousness, that puts the karmic potential on our subtle mind, very subtle mind, creates through the power of our mental intention, we create the potentiality to experience the effect of the action. So action, often when we talk about action, we talk about maybe a physical, a bodily action or a verbal action. Somebody says something or somebody does something physical. And although these are actions, they're not the main action. The main action is mental action. And this is something that we don't understand much, we don't pay much attention to, but it's mental action that we have to learn to identify our own mental actions and watch our own mental actions, especially mental factor intention. Mental factor intention is mental action. Mental factor intention is mental action. When that mental factor is working, it's creating the karma. It's leaving the potentiality in our consciousness for a future experience. Venerable Geshe says, he says, since the quality, this is so important, please read this over and over again, hopefully eventually memorize and internalize the meaning and live accordingly. Since the quality of our experiences depends upon the quality of our actions, you okay with that bit? The quality of our experiences depends upon the quality of our actions, means if we engage in virtuous actions, we experience pleasant experiences, yeah? Since the quality of our experiences depends upon the quality of our actions, and the quality of an action depends upon the quality of the intention with which it is performed, ultimately, all our happiness and unhappiness depend upon the mental factor, intention. What could be more important than that? Ultimately, all our happiness and unhappiness depend upon the mental factor, intention. And I'm like, I'm not even aware I've got it. Never mind watching it. Never mind trying to control it. So, well, of course we're, you know, Buddha said we're like a balloon in the wind. We're blown here and there by the winds of our karma. What control does a balloon have over the wind? What control do we have over our karma? Well, none. Why not? Because we don't even know what it is. We don't know that we're creating karma. We don't see the mental factor at work, and we don't attempt to control. I mean, I'm saying we, in general, looks like that. So let me read this again. Please try to understand. This is like the summary of our entire life, our experience. Since the quality of our experiences depends upon the quality of our actions, and the quality of an action depends upon the quality of the intention with which it is performed, ultimately, all our happiness and unhappiness depend upon the mental factor, intention. Geshe says, even if someone is a great scholar, if he has bad intentions, his knowledge will be of little value and he will experience many problems. Ah, so, okay, we're getting very close to finding the key, people, the key to happiness, okay? So, it's the mental factor intention that we need to look at. So basically, just as with feelings, our intentions can be virtuous. We can have a positive intention or a good intention, act with a good intention. Or we can have a negative intention, a bad intention, a non-virtuous intention. Or neutral. So we have to check our intention. We have to check, is my intention good or is it bad? That's the key, watching and monitoring our intention. Why am I doing this action? And before we think anything, before we say anything, before we do anything, check our intention.